This is Bhajan Rahasyam class. The last yama, Ashtayam Sadhana. This is the whole sadhana. This is a secret form of sadhana that manifested in the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur while chanting the Maha Mantra and late in the night, between 10 o'clock at night and 2 o'clock in the morning. And he calls it Ashtayam Sadhana. Ashtamya means the eighth period of the day. So the eighth period of the day, Krishna's Ashtakalya Leela. The eighth period of the day is Ratri Leela, or Nisha Leela, 10:48 to 3:36 in the morning. This is the time when Radha and Krishna are together. There's two times when Radha and Krishna are together. They're together in the night and they're together in the day. 6 hours in the day from 10:48 to 3:36 a.m. and then 6 hours in the night from 10:48 p.m. until 3:36 a.m. Madhyan Leela at Radhakund and then this Ratri Leela and Sevakunj, Nidivan. So he calls this Ratri Leela Prem Bhajan Sambhog. Love and union. So sambhog means together, enjoy together. Radha and Krishna are together. Hare, hare. Well, this bhajan, Ashtamayam Sadhana, or bhajan, this is based on this shloka from Shikshastakam. Ashlishyava padaratam panashtamam adarshanan marma atam karotuva. Yata tata va vidadantu lampato mat prananatastu sevanaparaha. Let that debauchee Sri Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant. This is Radharani praying. Who is devoted to serving him and thus delight me. Or let Krishna trample me under his lotus feet or break my heart by not giving me his darshan. Shyam may do whatever he desires. Even if Krishna sports with his other beloveds directly in front of me, still Krishna is my Prananath. In my heart there is none other than him. Radharani is praying in the Shikshastakam in this intense way that no matter what, make me, break me, take me, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to love you. There's some, in this beginning of the book, in the first Yama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives a summary of these different bhajans. So this is Ashtamayam Sadhana, the secret of Prem Bhajan. So this is Prem Bhajan. Before we were doing Vipralamba Bhajan, crying in eagerness, crying to attain Krishna Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Searching for Krishna. Hey Radhe, Rajadevi, Kejalite, Hey Nanda Sunukutaha. This is the last verse of the Goswami Ashtakam. So this is their Prem Bhajan. So their bhajan led them to this point. The bhajan of the Goswamis led them to the point of desperation. The bhajan of the six Goswamis led them to the point of desperation. They were somewhat reasonable gentlemen. When the Goswamis and Rupa and Sanatan, they had visited Puri, or at least Sanatan had visited Puri, and when they were in Mayapur in East Bengal, they were reasonable, peaceful individuals. And Raghunath Das Goswami was living 16 years in Puri. He was extremely renounced, and he was becoming very detached and very much renounced. But he wasn't desperate. Of course, when Lord Chaitanya left this world, then he became somewhat despondent, unhappy. He wanted to give up his life by jumping off Govardhan, coming to Vrindavan. He was rescued by Rupa and Sanatan. And then the Goswamis in Vrindavan, they became totally desperate, wandering everywhere. And this is their last glorification, eighth verse. Hey Radhe Rajadevi Kecha Lalite. Intense separation. And this is the Vipralamba Bhajan that we discussed in Saptamiyam. So the Goswamis, they bring us up to this platform of Yugaya Tandameshena, Govinda Virahena. Where is Govinda? Where is Govinda? Krishna Kaha, Krishna Kaha. Where is Krishna? Kotai Go Prema Mai. Where is Radharani? Where is Krishna? Where am I? Where is Lord Chaitanya? So So our bhajan should come to that level. And then when we enter the Bhoma Vrindavan, then our Prem Bhajan begins, or in that mood. So he's saying that the secret of Prem Bhajan is this eighth yama, Rachi Lila Bhajan, which describes perfection together with one-pointed dependence on Krishna, Aikantika Nishta. Such a stage, this stage of bhajan is described in the first verse of the Shikshastakam, because there are seven great treasures in the Shikshastakam. Sarvatmasnapanam. Sarvatmasnapanam, this is Prem Bhajan. The Atma becomes Sarva Atma, the complete Atma becomes Snapanam. Snapanam means snan, completely bathed in nectar. The complete perfection of the Jiva, inside and out, is to become absorbed in this Prem Bhajan. The desire to obtain Bhav, prior to the state of Mahabhav, which is described in this eighth shloka of Shikshastakam, Ashlishava Paravatam, is contained in this eighth yama. So this is the beginning of this chapter, chapter 8, Ashtamayam Sarana. We have some kind of a sequence we've been following with the other yamas to kind of understand the basic concepts of each chapter. So we have some rather extensive notes to help us understand this Bhajan Rahasyam. The idea is, with these classes and these notes that we're importing, is someone takes their own notes and incorporates the teachings that we're passing on, and then goes on his own and practices with this book, then he'll more quickly attain the perfection which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering here. That this book is all about secrets of bhajan, and it's intended to bring us to the platform of prema. This verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, describes the mental condition of the jiva upon attaining the level of Krishna prema. So this is the mental condition. I doubt anyone has this mental condition. In other words, our minds are not thinking, Krishna, you can make me brokenhearted by never giving me your darshan and never paying any attention to me, and never giving me any mercy, or never even looking at me or interacting with me in any way. It doesn't matter. Or you may smother me with your embraces or kisses, or you may just break me in two by a warm, loving embrace and be all around me and everywhere present before me. It doesn't matter whether you separate yourself from me eternally or whether you delight me with a loving embrace. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. I cannot live without you. Tave vasmi na jivami tvaya vina iti vigaya radhe tvam nayamam charnatikam. So this is a mental condition when one attains prema. Lord Chaitanya spoke this verse to teach the world about the Shuddha prema of the Brijvasis, Braja Shuddha prema, the spotless pure love of the Braja Gopis, especially Radharani, because Radharani is speaking this verse. She's saying it. She's actually speaking. Krishna, you can tightly embrace me. I'm devoted. I'm your devoted servant. You can delight me with this tight embrace. Or you can throw me on the ground and trample me under your feet. And you can break my heart by never giving me your darshan. You can do whatever you like. You can even collect a bunch of beautiful gopis, and right in front of me you can kiss them and embrace them, right in front of my eyes. Still, you're my Pranonath. In my heart there's no one else but you. No matter what you do to me, or what you do in front of me, or any way you try to physically break me, or you try to physically break me by trampling me under your feet, or you try to trample my heart or break my heart, or split my mind in half, or create some envy in me, or try to emotionally destroy me by enjoying other gopis right in front of me. There's nothing you can do physically, emotionally, or mentally to break my love for you. This is the spotless love of the gopis. It's called Nirmal Prem. Nirmal Vishuddha Prem. This term is only used when describing the love of the gopis in Vrindavan. It's never used to describe Lakshmi's love for Narayan. That's called That's called Shuddha Prem or Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. But Nirmal Shuddha Prem is like completely spotless, pure love of the Braja Gopis. Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth in the mood of Radharani to taste and to show the pure love of Radha and the residence of Braj. So we heard about separation in the previous Satamayam Sadhana, Govinda Vira Hename. That was all about Vipralamba and separation. So actually, although this separation and union, Sambhog, they complement each other. Radha experiences the zenith or the topmost happiness in Mahabhava when she's in union with Krishna. Rupa Goswami calls this Madanakya Mahabhava in Ujjala Nilamani. It is characterized by the ability to taste many contradictory spiritual emotions in relation to Krishna. Only Radharani has this experience, the exclusive experience of Madanakya Mahabhava, because she is known as Mahabhava Sarupini, her rupam. Radharani's very form, her own form, is the personification, the embodiment of this highest love. The last verse from Shikshastakam of Lord Chaitanya, Ashlishyava Paravatam Panashtamam, illustrates this Madanakya Mahabhava, this topmost love of Radhika. Krishna Das Kaviraj says that this verse was originally spoken by Srimati Radharani. Later, Gauranga Mahaprabhu repeated Radharani's verse. And while doing that, while chanting this verse, he tasted Radharani's Mahabhava and he elaborated on it by explaining it to Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda in the Gambira. In the previous verse, number 7 in Shikshastakam, Yugayitam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravishayitam Shunyayitam Jagatsarvam Govinda Virahiname. Lord Chaitanya tasted the ocean of Radha's Mahabhava in waves of separation, Vipralamba Prem. In verse 8, however, Mahaprabhu tastes the high tide of Radha's Mahabhava in union with Krishna, Sambhog Prem. Separation, sir, what is the purpose of separation? What is the purpose of this Vipralamba? Man, Purvarag, Man, Prem Vaichitya, and Pravasarag, these different types of separation or Vipralamba Bhav. What is the purpose? Separation serves to enhance the joy of meeting. The greater the separation, the greater the happiness of meeting. Just like prasadam. The longer you're separated from prasadam, the happier you feel when you eat prasadam. That's a pretty common thing. You don't eat for a couple of days and you get mahaprasadam, you really relish it. Without separation, union cannot be fully experienced. And Gita Mala, it's by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in 4.25.1, he says, the pleasure felt in union cannot be properly appreciated without the experience of suffering and separation. And that is the function of Vipralamba. So the function of Vipralamba is suffering. And then Sambhog means the enjoyment. So it's happiness and distress. So suffer in separation and enjoy in union. But obviously, we'd rather enjoy in union than suffer in separation. So now some of the acharyas, they give titles to this verse. Ashlishyava Paravatam. One is total dependence on Krishna. One-pointed dependence on Krishna. Union and separation. That's another title of this verse. Union and separation. And another one is love in union. And there's some different translations given for this verse also. Of course, this is all discussed. A lot of these verses are discussed very nicely if you want to have some further study in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila chapter 20. These Shikshastakam verses are spoken, and then there's subsequent Bengali verses where Lord Chaitanya himself gives some commentary on the shlokas which he spoke. And in those commentaries, there's further illumination. And if you study them, then you can individually get some deeper insight into Shikshastakam. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami said, if anyone recites and deeply and enters deeply into the meaning of the Shikshastakam, then simply by reciting every day the Shikshastakam, that devotee will attain Krishna prema. There's such power in the Shikshastakam. Generally, Niskan devotees recite every day, but it's not so. They're a little inattentive sometimes. It's rather mechanical. That's good that they're reciting it, but it's better if they deeply enter into the meaning and try and understand what they're reciting. There's some introduction here. Krishnas Kaviraj explains the mood. In other words, sometimes when someone writes a poem, they sit down, they write a poem, if you've ever written. But they write a poem and express their heart or mind or some internal condition, and it may be a very inspired piece. But then you may ask them, well, what led you to this inspiration, or what happened, what precipitated you writing this, or what happened in your, did something happen, did something traumatic, or you had an intense emotional experience which precipitated this and created this inspiration for you to pen this poem. And often there's a background. It's not that, oh, I think I'll write a poem today. And then you sit down, oh, today's poem, once upon a time. Usually there's a stirring, there's an emotional stirring within you that you're forced, if you're a communicator with words or writing, you're pushed and forced to write something. You have to tell the paper, or you have to tell the world about your feelings and put it on paper. And it's a burning emotion or some feelings or whatever. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking these verses in the Gambira in front of the Lalita and Vishakha. These verses were spoken and late in the night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the night, in the Gambira, completely dark. And he has one arm, Mahaprabhu has one arm around the neck of Ramananda Roy, and the other arm around the neck of Surup Damodar Goswami. And Surup Damodar is Lalita, and Ramananda is Vishakha. And Mahaprabhu is Krishna experiencing Radha's Mahabhav. So basically Mahaprabhu is Radharani, the heart of Radharani, the bhav and kanti of Radharani, the color and complexion of Radharani, the heart and feelings of Radharani. And then this is a situation, he's crying out these verses. After saying this verse that I'm in separation, Yugayitana Meshina, then Radharani was feeling Krishna Udasina Haila Karite Parikshan Saki Sabakahe Krishne Kara Upekshan. O Lalita, O Vishakha, Krishna has become indifferent to me, Udasin, just to test my love. Parikshit, like we say Parikshit, to examine. Pariksha means to examine, to test. Krishna's examining my love. He's testing me, so he's feigning or he's pretending to be indifferent, nonchalant. He's acting disinterested, apparently, indifferent, to test my love. And my friends are advising me, my sakis are telling me, Upekshan, just forget about that guy. Disregard him. He's not interested in you, then. Tuchavat, disregard him. Then Krishna's Kaviraj, who is Kasturi Manjari, he steps in and says, Eteka Chintite Radhar Nirmala Ridoy Sabhavika Premara Sabhava Karila Udhai. While Radharani was thinking like this, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. Radha Chinta Nirmal Ridoy Sabhavika Prema Sabhav Udhai. So she was thinking like this, yes, he is testing me, Krishna's testing me, he's becoming indifferent to what he's watching and wondering and observing, what will I do now? Will I also be indifferent, or will I become sorrowful, or will I cry, what will I do? My friends are telling me to disregard him. I'm thinking all these things. And then her own pure love started to flood and blossom in her heart. Irshya utkanta dhainya prodivinaya eta bhava ekatani karila udhai. The ecstatic symptoms of transcendental envy, irshya, great eagerness, utkanta, dhainya, humility, Kraudi, zeal, and Vinay, supplication, all became manifest at once in the pure heart of Radharani. Eta bhave Radhara, manastira haila, sakigana age prodi, shloka e padila. When Radharani was in that bhav, Radha's bhav, man astir, like stita di muni means very fixed mind. This is astir. Astir means not fixed. Man astir hoila. When your mind is not steady or not fixed or pointed, that means it's unsteady. It's agitated. And that mood, with that bhav, as that bhav overtook Radharani's heart and character, when she became flooded with envy and utkanta, eagerness and dhainya, humility, and all these different emotions were churning her heart and pulling her mind in different directions, then her mind became agitated. And therefore she spoke a verse to her sakis, Praudi shloka, a very deep and advanced shloka. Se bhav prabhu se shloka ucharila, shloka ucharite tad rupa apane hoila. And that same spirit and that same bhav, Mahaprabhu had that same bhav, he recited that verse. And when he did so, he felt like Radharani. Rupa apane. He became one with the bhav and feelings of Radharani. And what verse did he recite at that time? Ashlishiva parvatam panashtumam adarshanam mamahatam karotuva yatatata vavidulam vidadantulam pato matpranonata susa evana paraha. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee, after all, and he can do whatever he likes. But still, Krishna alone and no one else is the worshipful Lord of my heart. Then it goes on, Radharani goes on to explain more. I mean, Lord Chaitanya, but Radharani is explaining in her own commentary in this verse, which I am encouraging everyone to read, and we can read a little bit of that tomorrow. In our discussion of the translation of this verse, which is the basic verse which is experienced at the level of Sambhog Prem and arises out of this pair of words, Hare, Hare, the last, there's 16 words in the Maha Mantra grouped in 8 pairs. And this last pair, Hare Hare, from these 2 words comes this Ashlishiva Parvatam Panashtamam, comes this Prem Sambhog Bhajan, Hare Hare. This is all revealed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So tomorrow we'll continue discussing that Radharani's commentary, which is Mahaprabhu's commentary on the 8th shloka of Shikshastakam.